I want to start the podcast with a tweet that I read from Ruben Frank, courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia. Ruben Frank from NBC Sports Philadelphia. He's on the postgame show. He does the Eagle Eye podcast with Dave Zangaro. He's a writer, all that stuff. And he seems to be like a stat guru when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. And I just want to read this tweet. Eagles run defense. Through week 9, 66.3 yards per game. First in the NFL. Since week 10, 150.3 yards per game. 32nd in the NFL. Again, through week 9, so from week 1 to week 9, 66.3 yards per game. First in the NFL. Since week 10, so week 10 to week 16, or week 17, which was yesterday, because they put the extra game in. 150.3 yards per game. 32nd in the NFL. They're dead last since week 10. And my question is, what happened to the 2023 Philadelphia Eagles? I'm going to ask again. What happened to the 2023 Philadelphia Eagles? Because I genuinely do not know. And I don't know if any of us truly have an answer as to what's happened to this football team. This is Dom Lewis here with the Philly Sports 444 podcast. Episode 13 of the season. Season 2, episode 13 of the season. And if I had to... I'm not going to title this embarrassing loss, whatever. I'm literally going to ask, what has happened to the 2023 Philadelphia Eagles? I don't understand for the life of me what has happened to this team. And I mean, if you've been hiding under a rock, or if you don't know what happened yesterday, or you know you don't have cell phone service or whatever, Philadelphia Eagles lost to the Arizona Cardinals, 35-31, in one of the most embarrassing fashions that I've ever seen. And it's only embarrassing because they actually were leading at halftime 21-6, I believe. They actually scored a touchdown right before the half to kind of really get a grasp and take control of the game. And they were leading 21-6. Like, Arizona couldn't get into the end zone. And, you know, as I play the game back in my head, I mean, because there are key things that happen in the game, and I guess I'll try to get into key drives or what happened in the game. But, you know, I really felt like yesterday, going into halftime, the Eagles were really going to just get like, okay, like get a solid win. I'm not going to say a blowout win or anything like that. I'm just going to say it was solid. Like, I felt like Arizona would get into the end zone, but I didn't know that they would put up 35 points. And I couldn't even be mad yesterday. I was like laughing at it. Me and my uncle talked about it yesterday, and I couldn't even be mad anymore. I just started laughing. And I laughed because of how putrid this Eagles defense is. They can't stop anything. They cannot stop anything. It does not matter if you're running the ball, if you're passing the ball, if you're in a third down and long situation, if you're in first down and 20. It don't matter. They can't stop anything. And I don't know who is to blame. I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around. And it's a shame because there's nothing that they can do. And if you guys listened to the podcast a week ago or 2 weeks ago, it was 2 weeks ago, I said there's nothing they can do to fix this. They're just that bad. There's nothing they can do to fix the issues that they have. Like, these defensive issues, you can fire the coordinator. You can sit one cornerback and play another cornerback. It all starts, it's a chain reaction, honestly, because your defensive front's not getting home. Your linebackers are trash, so they're, you know, when people get to the second level on your defense, you know, it's like, you know, land ho from there. And then you got to hope your secondary makes it, because Reed Blankenship is probably leading the team in tackles right now. Because I see him tackling like on every play because everyone's getting past the linebackers. And I'm not here to even bash Morrow. I'm not here to, you know, bash Shaq Leonard, or I'm not here to do any of that. Because honestly, you know, no one should be that bad. And the Eagles put themselves in a position to be this bad. I mean, last year, considering who they had at linebacker, they had Kazir White. They had, Dean wasn't really playing like that. And I know he got hurt this year. But they had Kazir White last year. They had T.J. Edwards. They had T.J. Edwards last year. They had some solid linebacker play last year. And probably more solid than it's been over the last few years. And I truly feel like everything that's going wrong with the Philadelphia Eagles is just like a chain reaction. Everything. Like, you know, your offense offense can score, but they're not explosive enough, right? So you try to make them explosive by trying to get these big chunk plays. And it just doesn't seem to work. It's like there's no chemistry. There's no chemistry with the team right now on offense. Like, I mean, they were able to score yesterday. That was cool. They got into the end zone, four times yesterday? And I think one of them times, you know, one of those drives, I'm just like, this is just purely Jalen Hurts just working his magic. That dude's a gamer, man. Like, I can't get on Jalen Hurts anymore. Like, you know, I don't think he's done anything to, like, really put this team in how bad they played over the last few weeks. I don't think he's done anything. I mean, like, yeah, he had a bad game in Seattle. I get that. But I really feel like when it comes down to it, like, Jalen's going to really fight. And I give him credit because it's like, with the stupid play calling that this team does on offense, and then the defense can't stop anything, they're not even getting to the point where they can actually get the punt team on the field and get Kobe involved in the game because they can't stop anybody. And I don't know what to say about this team other than they are a bad football team. And I feel like, you know, I think about that sometimes. I'm like, am I being too extreme with calling the team like a bad football team? Like, after all, they do have 11 wins, right? And they did start the season off 11-1? Or 10-1, whatever, right? Until they got to San Fran and they were like, you know, they only have one loss. And I'm like, can I really call them a bad football team, or is it just like a bad stretch of football? And no, I'm not going to just say it's a bad stretch of football, because people have seen this for weeks, including me. And I got on the defense a while ago, like, yo, this defense is so bad. Like, they can't stop anybody. And at least with Sean Desai, like having him as the actual play caller on defense, I felt like they could at least allow a team to get into the red zone and like hold them to 3. At this juncture, teams are just going to score 7 every single time. Like, it doesn't matter if they start from their own 25, their own 15, if they start in their own, like near their own end zone, it does not matter. They can drive the ball down the field. It doesn't matter what this team does. They can't stop anybody. And they're not explosive. It's not that they're not explosive enough, but they're not creative enough on offense to really get a play where they actually need it. They don't do it anymore. Like, the magic is gone from this team. And I truly don't believe it's the offensive players. I don't. Because if you looked at that game yesterday, you know, you saw players shaking their heads and just having their, you know, heads down, like, you know, a certain play calls and the way certain things are going on the field. And maybe it's not that. Maybe they're just having their heads down and shaking their heads because they're not executing. Like, the team's not executing on offense, right? So maybe it's not what people perceive it to be. But I can't help but to think, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So, like, I can't help but to think people are just really, really annoyed at the play calling with this football team and the way they are on offense. They're just really annoyed at it. Like, you keep running the screen game, right? Trying to run the screen game, the wide receiver bubble screen. It does not work. It does not work. This is not college football. It does not work. And it does work for other teams in the league. You know, it probably would work for like a Miami, right? It probably would work for like someone like San Francisco because they got Deebo Samuel. It probably would work for teams like that. It does not work for the Philadelphia Eagles. It does not. And people know that the Philadelphia Eagles, and listen, it's very simple what the Philadelphia Eagles want to do. They want to get to the outside. They want to get the ball to A.J. Brown. And that's pretty much it. They might give the ball to Swift early on in the game because they definitely don't give him the ball late in the game. So, you know, give him a couple, delays and stuff like that. But they don't do anything creative enough on offense where teams are scared of them. Like, AJ had that hot streak at the beginning of the year. And I don't know, like, listen, I get it. Teams adjust. But the Eagles have not adjusted to teams adjusting to them. And it's very, very, it pisses me off. Like, I forget all that. I'm not going to say nerve-wracking or nothing. It pisses me off because this team has way too much talent on offense. And they're built on their talent. And their offensive line is great. There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to just get yardage when they need it. Get a play call that's solid when they actually need it. Like, I'm just so disappointed at what is going on with this team. Offensively and defensively. Like, defensively, I can't even begin to tell you how bad it is. It's awful. Like, I mean, we all know it. We all know it's awful. We all see it, right? I mean, they're giving up yardage like it's no one's business out there. And like I said, the saddest thing is there's no way to fix it. You're coming to an eventual demise. Like, it's only like delayed because you're in the playoffs now. And you may win your wild card game weekend. But it's going to stop in a divisional round weekend. Like, you're not beating Dallas. You're not beating San Fran because you'll have to play one of those two teams. And I'm just so baffled because I really need to know what has happened to the 2023 Philadelphia Eagles. I keep messing up with the year. And because, I mean, it's 2024 now. Happy New Year, by the way. I'm just so, I don't know, man. I'm stuck. I have grown to hate this version of the Eagles. And I don't know what I hate more. Is it the play calling? Is it the crappy players on defense? Is it the drama that I hear, like, I feel like it's coming out of the locker room right now? Is it them just not living up to their fullest potential? I don't know what it is. It might be all four of those things. But I've grown to hate this version of the Eagles. And I listened to this video earlier from Emmanuel Acho. Was from Speak For Yourself, excuse me, on FS1. And he said, he started off, he said, the Eagles have cheated the process. And, you know, he goes on to spiel about, you know, how, you know, they need to show their work. And, you know, it, basically, like, they, you know, they haven't adjusted over the last few weeks. And it's like they haven't, you know, they've been getting by on magic. And they haven't, like, really gotten to, like, the crux of their issue, like, the crevices of their issues. And he talked about that's why you lost to Dallas and that's why you lost to, you know, all these teams because you haven't gotten to the, you know, the nitty-gritty of the issues that you have with the team. And he talked about how it's coaching. He lost me a little bit because he said it wasn't Sirianni's fault. He said it was position coaches. I agree to an extent, but ultimately it's on Sirianni. I'm not going to let him. I feel like he's escaping too much heat. Like, even now, with the team doing as bad as they're doing, he's still escaping the heat. I feel like he's not getting enough blame for what's going on with this football team. Like, his seat needs to be hot at this point because, honestly, this isn't what leaders of men do. What's going on with the Eagles, this is not what leaders of men do. And for him to preach all this being a leader of men and, you know, coming off in this very boisterous and boisterous person and, you know, Now, we're the Philippines and we're going to fight and all. You know what? I haven't seen any fight. I haven't seen any leadership. I haven't seen any adjustments. It's the same old Eagles every week. I know they're going to give up a bunch of points. They're not going to stop anyone on defense. Now, I give credit where credit is due. You know, they played a bad Arizona team, and the Arizona's defense is bad. They're like, if the Eagles are 32nd, Arizona's like 31. And I give credit because they came out on offense yesterday and they executed. Now, I will say something about their second-to-last drive where they only got 3 instead of 7 because of stupid play call. And that's, again, that's what I'm talking about with coaching. Like, Acho can't just say that I can't blame Sirianni when the play calling on that second-to-last drive is 2 quarterback sweeps and whatever else or whatever else they call, whatever other play call they had that was dumb. Because you're in the red zone, but you back yourself up, and then you try to run these. I don't know what why you're not playing for a touchdown. Because your offense can't stop anybody. I mean, your defense can't stop anybody. And it's a shame because in the group chat, and God is my witness, you can look at any, you can ask anybody who's in the group chat, any of them, Joe, Tony, Clint, anybody, Dave, anyone. I said, they kicked the field goal, and I said, too bad the Eagles are going to lose 35-31. Like, I knew, and I'm not saying I knew because I'm like a guru or nothing. I knew, like a bunch of other Eagles fans knew, at that point, the game was over because there was no way that defense was going to stop anyone. And then Arizona proceeds to drive the ball down the field 75 yards in less than, excuse me, no, it's a little bit more than 2 minutes. A little bit more than 2 minutes. So they had the 2 minute warning and they, you know, no, it was less than 2 minutes overall because they had the 2 minute warning, but like they ended their drive and they still had time on the clock. And I'm just, it's baffling how bad they are. You know the down and distance. You know the situations. You know what is at stake here. And you still give it up. And hey, maybe it's my fault for believing. It's my fault for believing in this team. And it's our fault as fans for believing in this team. And believing that they're going to do something magical again. Or like they'll refine their magic. It's not happening. I'm sorry. Like, I understand teams can get hot, you know, and teams can, and you know, maybe they can find, like, their old ways. And no. No. They can't beat the Arizona Cardinals. They're not beating any playoff team, in my eyes. They may get past the NFC South team, because I don't think the division is that good. But, like, okay. I look at it, they'll they'll probably play Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay, all they have to do is win and they're in. So, you play Tampa Bay, in Tampa Bay. Okay. Weather shouldn't be a problem. Fine. Right? They beat Tampa Bay early on in the season. Good. They had a great game against them. Ran the ball very effectively. Jalen, he balled out. You know, he kind of, he didn't play his best game, but he probably played one of his most complete games of the season that game. And it was cool. Like, it was cool. It was good to get that win. I felt like, you know, it was a solid win. I can't honestly definitively say with confidence that they would win going into Tampa Bay. Let's just say for the sake they played New Orleans. Let's say Tampa Bay loses, New Orleans wins their game, and they win in Urin, right? They have no shot beating New Orleans. Zero shot. Zero. They can't beat New Orleans in New Orleans. They can't beat New Orleans in Philly. So they have zero shot of winning that game. You can forget that. Their only chance to win a game, not their only chance, but their best chance. Their best chance to win a game that weekend would be if they played the Atlanta Falcons. If the Atlanta Falcons somehow won their division, which I don't even know if it's possible. If they somehow won the division, NFC South, Eagles have a good chance of winning that game. Because I think Atlanta stinks. But all in all, I can't trust this Philadelphia Eagles team for anything. I don't trust them. Like, there is no team that I can definitively say the Eagles can beat. After what I saw yesterday, I know for a fact there's no team in the league where I can be like, oh, they can beat that team. If they played the Chicago Bears today, I'd be like, Justin Fields is going to run all over them, and they're going to lose that game. If they played, Arizona. If they played, I don't know, another bad team. Cincinnati's pretty good. Let's see. I can't even think of another bad team at this point. Because, I mean, they played the Panthers. I'm not sure if they would beat the Panthers. I would be like, come on, it's the Panthers. But, bruh. I mean, Panthers quarterback had a good game yesterday. And they lost the game against the Packers. Bryce Young, he had a good game yesterday. He was throwing that thing. And DJ Chark, he probably would torch that Eagles secondary. Like, I am not confident at all in this Eagles team. I'm just not. If they played the Patriots again, I think they would lose that game. They played them again, they lose that game. I mean, the Patriots can't score really, but after what I saw them do to Denver, and after what I'm looking at with this Eagles team, I'm just like, I'm not sure they can beat anybody. I'm not confident they can beat anyone. So, I don't know what else to say besides this is going to be an eventual demise. Like, the Eagles are going to, they're going to eventually fall flat on their face, and this is going to be, you know, a disappointing season. Listen, I'm okay with, you can't make the Super Bowl every year. Like, my man, Rel, he got on me earlier. He said I'm being, like, impatient. And he said, you know, this is how dynasties are built, and all this other stuff. No. No. This is not how dynasties are built. You progress towards something, yes. They're not progressing toward anything right now. They're regressing. They're regressing. Like, the magic with this team is gone. They're not building toward anything anymore. I could live with the team being 9-8, Sirianni's first year, and then last year they made the Super Bowl, which is amazing. And it's okay that they don't make it this year if I would see a better product on the field. They're not a good product right now. Like, they should not be mentioned with upper echelon teams at all, and they're not. To be fair, they're not. Like, they're mentioned right down there with the, like, they're not better than the Rams, you know, and they lost to the Seahawks, so they're not better than the Seahawks either, really. They should mention, you know, they're not better than, I'm looking at the lower seed teams in each conference. They're not better than the Bills, they're not better than the Browns. They're not better than these teams. They're just not better. They're not better than the Steelers. Like, they're not better than any of these teams. They got talent, yes. I think talent blinds us, and talent makes us believe that they're better. They're not. They are not better. The coaching sucks on this team. The defensive players suck on this team. I don't care if Slay comes back or not. They all suck. Does not matter. They're not playing well. They can't stop anyone. They all suck. They all suck. Yeah. I mean, I'm grateful that we have two high-end receivers. A good running back, which we probably won't re-sign because Howie won't do that. Our line, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, Kelsey's going to be gone after this year. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I mean, we got Goddard locked up, of course, but like, we have good pieces on offense to build around. But I'm not so sure that this is an easy fix with this team. And honestly, what I truly feel and what's going to shock a lot of people is that it's time to rebuild. Eagles are really going to sincerely just have to build through the draft. They've been trying to avoid that for so long. You know, they try with the veteran pieces and all of that stuff, they're just going to have to build through the draft. And they're going to have to go through growing pains and actually try to build a solid roster to the point where they can compete for an NFC crown. I don't know if they'll ever get to Super Bowl again with Hurts. I don't know. And this is not anything on Hurts. Like, I really feel like he's a dog. I really feel like he's going to play his heart out. But I just do not believe in my heart of hearts that this Eagles team can go any further without sincerely just trying to rebuild the team. Brandon Graham has to go. Fletcher Cox has to go. Jason Kelce has to go. Lane Johnson, you probably got him for like another year or two. Knowing the Eagles will probably give him 2 more years. But I cannot see this team going any further with what they have on defense. And without trying to build around this core that they have on offense. That's it. Like, there's nothing they can do. There's nothing more that they can do. Like, you can't add any more pieces to get better. It's not gonna, listen, and I know there's actual free agents out there that, you know, that could help the Eagles. I really feel like Josh Allen, the linebacker from Jaguars, he could really help the Eagles. I do believe that. This secondary, though, you're going to have to just go through growing pains. You're going to go through growing pains with Ricks. You're going to go through growing pains with Ringo. Like, Reed Blankenship. Like, you know, Sidney Brown. You're just going to... And Avante's still here. You know, hopefully he doesn't get hurt again. But, like, you're going to have to just go through the growing pains, honestly, at this point. There's nothing else I feel like the Eagles can do to, like, retool it. I don't think there's any more retooling left. Honestly, I know Howie's the cap wizard and all of that stuff. I think you just have to cut some salaries, man. Cut some people, let some people go, let some people walk, cut some people, whatever. You can't go on this way. You cannot go on this way. And I do believe they can be better next year. I do believe that with better play calling, because at this point, I really believe Brian Johnson's fired. Brian Johnson's probably fired. Desai probably quits or walks away or whatever. Matt Patricia is let go. Their whole defensive staff can be let go, honestly. They don't have to retain anyone. I don't know what they'll do for coaching. You know, seeing who can really help this team as far as like new coaches, a new OC, new quarterbacks coach. Because they need to let the quarterbacks coach and the OC go. And honestly, the only person you need to be keeping on offense is probably Stoutland. And honestly, I wish Stoutland could just be our OC. But, you know, that's not going to happen. Yeah, but the Eagles are cooked, man. They're cooked. Like, they can no longer try to retool this team over and over and over. They have to just rebuild it. You have to rebuild through the draft and actually go through growing pains. It's not... And now I think... Honestly, when I hear Acho talk about cheating the process, that's what I believe. Like, you can no longer retool. You can no longer just put this piece here, put this cog here, this cog here. No. You're just really just going to have to rebuild the team. Like, rebuild it. Rebuild that defense entirely. And come up with a new defensive scheme. Decide what kind of defense you really want to be. Not this bend, don't break crap. Like, you have to do something aggressive enough on defense. Like, you got to rebuild yourself into a Baltimore-style defense. It's okay. You can do that. You got pieces on that defensive line where you can rebuild yourself. It doesn't have to take a long time. You need to get a linebacker here that can play linebacker. I think you got some good pieces in the secondary. You might need to add like one or two pieces to the D-line. I think Reddick is cool. Like, I don't think he has to go anywhere. I think what's hurt him this year is that, defensive line's not getting home. You're not getting enough pressure. And the defense isn't stopping anybody. Like, you know, quarterback's letting go of the ball quick because secondary's not, you know, knocking anybody off their routes. Nothing. The routes, they're open. People are there. So this is affecting Reddick overall. This is affecting the defensive line overall. Like, it's a chain reaction. Like, it's a domino effect, if you will. So I think you have pieces there. I just think that you're just seriously going to have to rebuild, though, and stop trying to skirt around, you know, with adding pieces and pieces and pieces. So that's just my thoughts on that. And I think the sooner that they realize that and the sooner they are proactive about it, I think they can actually compete in like 2 years and like be a contender, like a serious contender in 2 years. Because I think you'll take a step back. You're not going to be better than Dallas, right? You're not going to be better than the Cowboys. You won't be better than San Fran for a while. And there are teams that are climbing up the ladder a little bit. That NFC South, not too much. But like the NFC West, like, you're going to have to worry about the Rams being good again. And shout out to, listen, I know we rag on, you know, Boy Wonder a lot, man. But shout out to the coaching job he's done out there, because I thought they was tanking. And he's coached them, and they claimed the playoff spot. So shout out to the Boy Wonder out there. I can't think of his name. I just see his face, man. The Boy Wonder, the dude looks like a Ken doll. It's crazy. But yeah, you're going to have to just seriously rebuild. Stop trying to retool and rebuild the team. It's okay to take a step back. It's necessary at this juncture. So that's truly what I believe. Let me read off a couple stats about from the game. I'm going to read team stats. I'm not even going to... I'll read team stats. I guess I'll go into individual stats, but I want to read the team stats. I think they're glaring. The Eagles were outgained yesterday, 449 yards, 275 yards. Time possession, they were out possessed in the game almost 2-1, 39-39 to 20-21. Rushing yards. The Cardinals had 221 rushing yards. Eagles had 91 rushing yards. Yards per play, 6.2 yards per play versus 5.9. And that number's a little skewed, maybe. Passing yards, 228. Eagles, 184. And I want to read Jalen's little stat line real fast. Or not little, I don't mean to disrespect him that way. Jalen's stat line, 18 for 23, 167. Three tutties, one pick at the end. But I look at that, and at first I was like, listen, passing for 167 yards ain't going to do it. And someone was like, yeah, you also need to have the ball in the game. And I'm like, you know what? That's true. They didn't have the ball. I think they had seven total possessions in the game or something like that. That's not going to cut it, man. Like, it's not. And they still put up 31 points. That's what bothers me so much, because they were outpossessed 2-1 almost. They only had like seven offensive possessions. Jalen only had 23 pass attempts. He had 18 completions. Only had 167 yards. He still had three touchdowns yesterday. It bothers me because the offense did enough to win the game. And they defense could not hold anybody. It's so troublesome, man. It's whatever at this point. Listen at this. You ready? First downs. The Cardinals had 32 first downs. 32 first downs. I had another thing up from Rube earlier. Another tweet. Cardinals ran 34 plays in the second half. 19 of those 34 plays went for first downs. That's crazy. Gannon came out. Like, Gannon walked up to Pam Oliver at halftime, and he was like, you know, he was like, I like what my team's doing. You know, I like the aggression that they're playing with. He was pumped even though they were down 21-6. He knew what to do. It was like Novocaine, like, just keep plugging at it. It's going to eventually work. And it did. Now, they were five. It says 5 for 10. They were on third down. But they weren't really getting that many third downs. And for fourth downs, they were 2 for 2. They were going for it yesterday. They ran 72 plays. 72 total plays. It's baffling, man. And now, listen, Kyler Murray did have that pick six yesterday. And actually, it's funny because, I said the Eagles did 30, he scored 31. One of those was a defensive touchdown. And, that's crazy because, like, they had got a sack. They had a 99-yard pick six. And even after that, going into the half, I still wasn't happy with the defense. As crazy as that may seem, like, you look at that on paper, you're like, yo, there's no way the Eagles should lose this game. They had a 99-yard pick six yesterday. And shout out to Sidney Brown for getting his first pick yesterday and his first pick six, all in the same game. You had a 99-yard pick six, you had a sack yesterday, all in the first half. You know, you kept them out of the end zone, and I still wasn't pleased. Because I really felt like at the end of the day, the Cardinals were going to find their way, and the Eagles weren't stopping anybody. And it brings me down, man. Honestly, it brings me down. I can't believe this team is falling away. And I keep asking, What has happened to the 2023 Philadelphia Eagles? I don't know. The fun is gone. The love is gone. The magic is gone. Everything that they used to do well, everything they did, like, to the point where, like, we loved this team, and they found ways to win when they were a good team and they were finding ways to win even though they were supposed to lose. When they were coming out every week and, like, you knew they would, if all things else failed, they would run the football. You knew, like, with the defense, even though the defense wasn't the best defense, even at the beginning of the year, they were going to make a stop. Hassan Reddick was going to get a sack to end the game. They was going to stop you on fourth down. I don't know what's happening. I don't know where that team is going. But they're gone. They're no longer here. And we won't get them back. I don't really have anything else on Sixers, Flyers, Phillies. I don't have anything else. I will say, shout out to the Michigan Wolverines for winning their college semifinal playoff game tonight against Alabama. And I said, you know, before the game, I had was in another group chat, and I was like, this is the year Big Blue wins it all. They were, you know, people were betting on Alabama. I said, this is the year Big Blue wins it. Like, even when they were down in the fourth quarter, I was like, they're still going to win the game. I just truly felt like, honestly, Michigan is just on a mission to win it. And I think it's the perfect story. Because Harbaugh got suspended this year. All of that. They're still undefeated. They beat Ohio State finally. Right? He's going to win a national championship. He's going to go to the NFL. It's perfect. It's the perfect story. After all of the crap that he went through this year. And I'm not saying it's not warranted. He did it. Going through crap this year. First year they beat Ohio State and I don't know how long. Their first championship game and I don't know how long. And he was hired for this point to like beat Ohio State and to win a national championship. He's going to win it. Being the Michigan guy that he is, you know, his alma mater and all, he's going to win their first championship and I don't know how long. And he's going to leave and go to the NFL. It's the perfect story. If I didn't believe that it was going to happen, I believe it for that reason. And I, listen, and my other part is shout out to Michael Penix Jr. and the Washington Huskies for making it to the championship as well. Michael Penix can really heat. Listen, my man Fish, my line brother, he was like, yo, Michael Penix Jr. can spin that thing. And it was on full display tonight. He can spin that ball. He can throw that ball. My God. He had 430 yards tonight through the air. He can throw that thing. He's going to be exciting to watch in the league, boy. I love it. Like, he's going to be exciting to watch in the league. I don't know who gets him because the Bears don't need a quarterback. Technically, they got Justin Fields. I don't think they'll move off of Justin Fields. Arizona, maybe? No, they got Kyler. They're not, and Kyler just signed his deal not too long ago. So, I don't know where to go. I mean, you know where Bryce Young is. Texas is failing their quarterback and they're pretty good. Indianapolis has a quarterback. My only thing is like he could go to like Washington maybe. Jacksonville has a quarterback. Tampa Bay maybe. If they're not too long on Baker. I don't know what team out there is going to get him. I mean, maybe the Raiders. But he's not going to fall that far. He's going to be drafted before then. So, that's either here or there. I just think we're in for an exciting national championship next week. You know, I think Michigan wins it all. I think their defense is stacked. They'll win it all. I mean, Penn is going to put up some numbers, but it's going to be kind of like how it's going to be like how it was when Virginia Tech had to play Florida State in the championship. I think there was the Sugar Bowl in 2000 when Michael Vick was lighting the world on fire. Exciting as he was, man, he couldn't beat that Florida State team. So I think it'll be something like that, honestly. It'll be like a Michael Penix is going to put up these numbers, and it's going to be exciting to watch, man, but they're not going to beat Big Blue. So, I'm not even a Michigan fan like that. I'm not. I'm cool. I'm cool with seeing them win the championship. I like the story. So, we'll see what happens. That's really all I have for today. I wonder, again, what's happened to this team. I don't know what's happened to the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm done, though. Like, I'm done. I already know. I understand what their ceiling is. They've reached it. They reached the ceiling. So, you know, they're not at rock bottom yet, but they're not going anywhere until they change stuff overall. And it can't be changed over a week, and it can't be changed over a month, and it can't be changed minute to minute or game by game or nothing. This team is, they are who they are. We have to believe, stop trying to believe that they're going to be something different. They are who they are. When someone tells you who they are, believe who they are. Believe them. The Eagles are who they are. And that's it. I will not be recording a podcast after the game next week. I will be on vacation starting on Thursday. And I will not be back until, I guess, early Tuesday morning. I'm taking a red eye back. But, I won't be back until late. So, I won't be recording a podcast after the game next week. I mean, it'll be on par for the Eagles to win the game that no one cares about, because they're already locked into the fifth seed, and honestly, they should just rest their starters. But, it'll be on course for them to win a game no one cares about. I mean, but hey, maybe they should lose because they are in the Meadowlands. They don't have really good luck in the Meadowlands, and the Giants are due to beat the Eagles, honestly. And they're playing a lot better than the Eagles are playing right now. So, that's all I got, man. I'm sorry we as fans had to go through this with the Eagles. I'm just glad they were realizing it before they get into the playoffs and crash and burn. Like, we know who they are. So, but I mean, hey, on the other hand, we'll get to see it, and I hate to say this on the podcast, but I really truly believe the Dallas Cowboys are going to the NFC Championship this year. I don't think there's anything holding them back anymore. It's really them going to the championship, and they're going to give the San Francisco 49ers a game. They're not going to win it, but they're going to give them a game. So we're going to see. We're going to see how everything plays out, but honestly, I'm kind of rooting for that story to happen. I'm never rooting for the Cowboys, but I'm rooting for that story to happen because I'd rather it be that way than the Eagles try to give us this false hope anymore, because I'm tired of it. I'm done with it. Once again, I'm not recording a podcast next week, I'm not recording a podcast after the game. Maybe I'll record like a pregame podcast. I'm not sure yet, but it won't be a podcast after the Giants game next week. So you guys take care. Enjoy the last week of football. I don't know if I'll see any of it. I'll be on a cruise, so I don't know if I'll have access to that. But you guys enjoy the games. Enjoy the last week of football. And gear up for the playoffs. You know, even if you're not gearing up for the Eagles in the playoffs, just gear up for the playoffs. I really hope that it turns out to be very exciting. And gear up for the national championship. We're going to see what happens with that as well. And, you know, hopefully Sixers can give us something to continue to cheer about, and so can the Flyers. I would love to talk about them more and really have hope as far as who they can be in their respective seasons. That's all I got, man. This is Don Lewis signing off from the Philly Sports 444 podcast. Please like the podcast, but more than like it, share it, please. Share it. It's the only way the podcast grows, okay? Appreciate everyone for your support, listening to all out there. Happy New Year. I hope you guys have a safe and prosperous time. New Year. Hug on your loved ones, man. Live life as best as you can. Keep God first. And that's it, man. That's it. That's all I got. Until next time, I'm signing off. This is Dom Lewis, Philly Sports 444 Podcast. Peace.